听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, July is obviously a hot month. And when it's hot outside, there's nothing better than cooling off with a cold, refreshing, tasty drink. And so this month's Studio Classroom food article focuses on what kinds of refreshing drinks people around the world like to refresh themselves with during these hot days of summer. Now, if you've been paying attention, you just heard me use the word refresh in one form or another 3 times. That's a hint letting you know that refreshing is a word you have got to know, especially today as we talk about summer drinks. Refreshing's example sentence reads, "A cool shower is a great way to refresh yourself on a hot summer day." Our next word is the verb chill. As in, let the potato salad chill in the refrigerator before you serve it. And finally, flavor. My favorite flavor of ice cream is strawberry. Okay, let's enjoy summer with a cold drink. Please open your magazines to page 13 and read along with us now.
Summer drinks. Enjoy summer with a cold drink. In summer, nothing refreshes better than a nice cold drink, and people have a lot of choices. Many reach for iced tea. In America, the drink first became popular in the South in the 19th century. There, people often add sugar while the tea is still hot, and then chill it. This favorite Southern drink is called sweet tea. In Asia, teas are traditionally served hot, but now tea stands offer iced teas as well. Customers can personalize their order, choosing just the right flavor and amount of sugar and ice.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel, and happy July 1st. We have a fun lesson for you today because we are talking about summer drinks. And I don't know about you, Chip, but nothing refreshes me more in the summer than a nice cold summer drink.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Because when you're outside in the summertime, you're hot, you're sweaty, and nothing is nicer than coming inside and getting a nice cold drink. And our article today has several options. Some of these you might want to try this summer.
Exactly, and we're going to also tell you about some popular summer drinks in other countries. So let's again look at our first line where we see that nothing refreshes us better than a nice cold drink. Now, Chip, what does it mean if something refreshes you? That's one of our word bank words.
Well, to refresh means to fill with a fresh feeling or a feeling of newness, a feeling of being new and maybe full of energy, full of rest, full of spirit. And so in summer, nothing refreshes, nothing fills you with energy and a fresh feeling like a cold drink.
Exactly. And one way that it refreshes you is it cools you down. Well, we have a lot of choices for cold drinks, but before we talk about those choices, let's go to Liz and have some grammar on the go.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm here at a local ice cream shop looking for a nice, refreshing treat. I had thought about getting an ice cream sundae, but now I think I might just get a milkshake instead. Too bad they don't serve mango lassis here. Oh, well. Before I go to the counter and order, let's look at today's grammar tip sentence. In summer, nothing refreshes better than a nice cold drink. This is just another way to say a nice cold drink is the most refreshing thing in the summer. You're probably very familiar with this sentence pattern now. Something plus is the most plus adjective, like this hotel is the most expensive one in the city, or this painting is the most famous one in the museum. However, if you want to create a stronger impression, consider the pattern from today's grammar tip sentence. Nothing plus verb plus better than plus something. For example, nothing says I love you better than a diamond ring. Or, nothing stops the itch of a bug bite better than this skin cream. Or, nothing relaxes tight muscles better than a nice hot bath. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me here for today's grammar tip. I'll see you all next time. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go. Signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Well, let's start talking about some of these nice drinks that we can enjoy in the summer. Our article says that many reach for iced tea, or many people choose to drink tea that has been iced, or cold tea.
Right, and in America, this drink first became popular in the South in the 19th century. Now, when we talk about the South, and notice that South is capitalized, we're talking about the southern states in America, states in the southeast, actually, like Georgia or Louisiana. And in these states, people love their iced tea. But Chip, they add something to the tea that's very important. What is that?
That's right. They not only love their iced tea, people in the South love their sweet tea. They love to add sugar to their tea. And they actually add the sugar while the tea is still hot. And the sugar dissolves in the tea. And then they chill the sweetened tea. Now, that word chill is one of our vocab words. Rachel, what does chill mean?
Well, if you chill it, then you cool it down, or you add ice to it, or put it in the refrigerator, and then it becomes chilled. It becomes cold. So they first mix the tea when it's hot, put the sugar in, and then they chill it. And this drink, as Chip mentioned, is called sweet tea, and I have had sweet tea, and it is delicious. But let's move on to Asia now, and what do we learn in our lesson, Chip?
Well, actually, in Asia, people tend to drink teas hot. So teas are traditionally drunk or served hot. But now, tea stands offer iced teas as well. So, and that word tea stands, that doesn't mean a tea restaurant, really, does it?
No, this is a little bit different. What a stand is, it's just a kind of a small area or a place where you can buy some sort of convenience food. I think of hot dog stands or ice cream stands, or maybe not even food, like a souvenir stand. And you can purchase what you need, but there's not really an area for you to sit down. Now, Chip, I have to ask, are you a visitor to the tea stands here in Asia? Because they are all over the place.
Yeah, I do visit a tea stand several times in a week, several times per week. And I do like many different kinds of tea, but I often like to personalize my order. So that's one of our more information words. To personalize something means to make something personal.
Right, you make it your own. That's one of my favorite things about the tea stands, too, is you can choose the right flavor and how much sugar you want and how much ice, and you can make the tea your own. You personalize it. Now, we have one more word bank word to look at there, and the word is flavor. Chip, what does flavor mean?
Well, a flavor is the way that something tastes. So there are many flavors of tea, there are many flavors of coffee, many different flavors of ice cream. My favorite flavor of ice cream is mint chocolate chip. And actually, I like coffee-flavored ice cream as well.
Oh, I like almost every flavor of ice cream and many flavors of tea as well. Well, we have so much more to learn, but right now we're going to visit the chat room and then take a break. Don't go away.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and this is Beth.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You know, Ken, I'm really enjoying today's lesson.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because it's about sweet tea. I'm from the American South, so I grew up drinking sweet tea. We drank it at almost every meal.
So it's pretty sweet, right?
Yes. Actually, whenever I go back to the States and drink sweet tea, it always takes me a little while to get used to the sweet taste again.
So the next time I'm in the U.S. and I want to try it, I can just go into a restaurant and order sweet tea, right?
Well, actually, you have to make sure you're in one of the southern states. Some people actually define where the American South is by where sweet tea is served. If sweet tea isn't served where you are, then you're not in the South. Usually, once you travel as far north as Northern Virginia, it's harder to find restaurants that serve sweet tea, although there are some southern-based restaurants that serve sweet tea at their branches nationwide.
今天的课文中提到的 sweet tea 甜茶是只有在美国的南方才有的。那什么地方才是所谓的美国南方呢？很简单，只要餐馆有卖 sweet tea， 你就知道你是来到了 the American South。维吉尼亚州以北的地方就几乎喝不到 sweet tea。Well, Beth, in Asia, it's easy to personalize your tea. Like our article says, you can choose just the right amount of ice and sugar. Is it like that in the U.S.?
No. At most American restaurants and shops, you don't have as many choices. If you go to a restaurant in the South, your only iced tea choices regarding sugar are sweet tea or unsweetened tea. Outside of the South, if you order iced tea,you're probably going to get it unsweetened.
But what if I want just a little sugar in my tea? Can I tell my server I want half sugar?
No, you'll need to add your own sugar or sugar substitute, sometimes called artificial sweeteners.
Oh, you mean sweet and low?
Yes, that's one brand of artificial sweetener. Others include Splenda and Equal. Most restaurants have sugar containers on each table,as well as a little container full of sugar substitute packets. These sweet flavorings have fewer calories than regular sugar. You can add as much or as little as you like.
美国人因为怕胖，所以除了一般的砂糖之外，餐厅里都会有 sugar substitute， 就是所谓的代糖，也可以称为 artificial sweetener， 人工甜味剂。这种 sugar substitute 有甜味，但是并没有很高的卡路里，因此想要减肥的人常常会选择 sugar substitute。
Thanks for joining us, friends. Let's take a quick break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. If you've just joined us, you are now studying English with Studio Classroom. My name is Steve. You know, there are certain drinks that just fit certain seasons. For example, when I think of hot chocolate, I immediately think of winter. And apple cider, that makes me think of autumn. Now, I have to be honest. When I learned about drinks made of yogurt and oatmeal, I didn't think of any season.Especially summer. I mean, aren't yogurt and oatmeal things people eat for breakfast? Well, not always. In this next section, we'll travel to India and Latin America and discover that these common foods make for some uncommon but delicious summer drinks. Our last key word of the day is squeeze, as in the sandwich had mayonnaise and mustard squeezed onto it. Okay, let's get back to the lesson.The page is the same, but now we're on line 13.
Summer drinks. In India, people enjoy a cooling drink called lassi, which is made with yogurt. This easy-to-make drink can be served sweet or salty, or with added fruit. Throughout Latin America,People enjoy avena, which means oatmeal. Those who love the oatmeal drink claim it's healthy and delicious. And don't forget drinks made with fruit. In America, nothing says summer better than lemonade made from the juice of freshly squeezed lemons. Smoothies, often made with fruit, milk and sugar mixed together, are favorites in both America and Asia. So, what are you thirsty for?
Welcome back. We're talking about drinks that you can enjoy this summer. So these are all cold drinks or drinks that can cool you down. And in India, where the weather and the summer is very hot, people enjoy a cooling drink called a lassi. And actually, sometimes this can be called a lassi, but we're calling it a lassi today. And this is a drink made with yogurt.
Yes, that does sound like a cooling drink. And if something is a cooling drink, again, it just cools you down. In the winter, you might want to drink warming drinks or drinks that warm you up. But it's pretty hot in the summer, so this kind of a drink, a lassi, is perfect. And we read here that it's easy to make and it can be served sweet, or salty, or with added fruit.
Okay, and now that's a very popular drink in India. Now, throughout Latin America, or Spanish-speaking South and Central America, people enjoy avena. And avena is a word that means oatmeal. And those who love oatmeal will usually love this oatmeal drink. Now, Rachel, what is oatmeal?
Well, usually I think of oatmeal as a breakfast food. I don't think of it as something I would drink because when you make oatmeal, you add hot water to rolled oats and it makes like a hot cereal. And people often eat oatmeal, especially in the winter, because it warms you up. But here, you can put oatmeal in a drink, and we know oatmeal is healthy and it's delicious, so this is a very popular drink in Latin America.
All right, so now that's in Latin America, or South and Central America, but we can't forget drinks made with fruit, and we often drink this kind of drink in North America, or in America.
Right, and nothing says summer better than lemonade made from the juice of freshly squeezed lemons. As a kid, I remember drinking a lot of lemonade. I don't know about you, but I can remember countless baseball games and just sitting there sipping my lemonade. And there's nothing like freshly squeezed lemons.
That's right. And squeezed is one of our word bank words. To squeeze something means to put pressure on it in such a way that it squeezes juice out of whatever it is that you're squeezing. So this is a lemon juice made from squeezed lemons. So it's very fresh.
Right. Now I also think of squeezing oranges, and you can make fresh orange juice from squeezed oranges. But here we're talking about lemonade, and we're also going to mention smoothies. Now smoothies are quite popular now, and these are made with fruit, usually, and milk and sugar mixed together. But really, Chip, I think of smoothies being very personalized. Whatever people enjoy putting in their smoothies, that's what they can put in the blender and blend together and enjoy.
That's right. When I personalize my smoothies, I like bananas and strawberries and usually some milk and some ice and maybe a little extra sugar too.
Ah, yeah. I love the bananas and strawberries in my smoothies too. And when these are all mixed together, they are very popular drinks. They are favorites in both America and Asia. So friends, what are you thirsty for today? Maybe you can go out and get a cold drink and think of what you've learned in our lesson.
So now we're going to actually visit Rachel's kitchen, and Rachel is going to show us how to make a smoothie. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rachel. Welcome to my kitchen. Today, I'm going to teach you how to make a healthy and refreshing summer drink. Let's make a fruit smoothie. Fruit smoothies are easy and they taste delicious. All you need is a little bit of fruit. Today I'm using bananas and apples, some yogurt, and you can use plain or flavored yogurt, a few ice cubes, and some milk. Oh, and of course, you need a blender. So let's make a smoothie. First, you want to blend the ice in the blender just for a couple seconds. Then you can add your fruit. I'm going to add the bananas and the apples. And then I will add my yogurt and my milk. I'm adding about 200 cc's of milk today. I think I'll have enough of a smoothie to share with someone else. Now let's blend it up. After a few seconds, your smoothie is ready to drink. You can pour it into a cup, share it with a friend, and enjoy it on a nice hot day. Mmm, it's delicious. I hope you try making a fruit smoothie at home. And if you would like the recipe, please write to us here at Studio Classroom. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 chill 这个动词。chill 在这里是指冷却食物但还没有到冷冻的程度。例如 allow the cheesecake to chill in the refrigerator for 2 hours before you serve it. 把 cheese 蛋糕放在冰箱冷却2小时之后再拿出来吃。或者是 we chilled our soda in the creek while fishing. 我们一边钓鱼一边把汽水放在溪水中冰镇着。接下来我们看的是 personalize 这个动词，我们看到这个字里面有 personal 个人的或者是私人的这个形容词，所以动词 personalize 是指使个人化或者是使个性化。例如 She personalized her room with a lot of her own paintings， 她用很多自己的画作让她的房间很有特色。 personalize 也指标上自己的姓名，例如 All of his stationery is personalized，他所有的文具都标上了自己的姓名。最后我们看的是 squeeze 这个动词。squeeze 是指挤或压。例如 ,he squeezed the water out of the wet mop. 他把湿的拖把的水给挤出来。或者是 Jean ordered a glass of freshly squeezed orange juice. Jean 点了一杯新鲜现榨的柳橙汁。squeeze 也指勉强挤出或凑出。例如Even though she is very busy, Susan managed to squeeze in a short vacation. 虽然 Susan 非常的忙，但是她还是想办法排出一个短暂的时间来度假。And I guess that's all for today. Good luck and I'll see you next time.
Summer drinks. Enjoy summer with a cold drink. In summer,Nothing refreshes better than a nice cold drink, and people have a lot of choices. Many reach for iced tea. In America, the drink first became popular in the South in the 19th century. There, people often add sugar while the tea is still hot, and then chill it. This favorite Southern drink is called sweet tea. In Asia, teas are traditionally served hot, but now,Tea stands offer iced teas as well. Customers can personalize their order, choosing just the right flavor and amount of sugar and ice. In India, people enjoy a cooling drink called lassi, which is made with yogurt. This easy-to-make drink can be served sweet or salty, or with added fruit. Throughout Latin America, people enjoy avena,which means oatmeal. Those who love the oatmeal drink claim it's healthy and delicious. And don't forget drinks made with fruit. In America, nothing says summer better than lemonade made from the juice of freshly squeezed lemons. Smoothies, often made with fruit, milk, and sugar mixed together, are favorites in both America and Asia. So, what are you thirsty for?
Friends, I have some questions for you. How many of you like cold drinks during the summer? Now, raise your hand if you think drinking hot drinks in the summer helps you feel cool. See, there are many different opinions about what is refreshing during these hot summer months. With that in mind, let me encourage you to try something new the next time you grab a summer drink. Who knows? You may discover a new favorite. Tomorrow, We're going to the Iberian Peninsula. And if you don't know where that is, get out a map and look towards southwestern Europe. It'll be 3 days of fun and discovery. So until then, all of us here hope that you have a refreshing day. Bye-bye, everyone.